Hello and welcome to our family service, audio family service for North Nibley and the Tyndale Benefice. This is Reverend Leslie speaking. We're going to be using a slightly different shape of service this morning, one that we're going to be trying out in St Martin's this coming Sunday. So I hope you enjoy the liturgy and are able to participate in it. So let us begin with our opening prayer. The world belongs to God, the earth and all its people. How good is it? How wonderful to live together in unity. Love and faith come together, justice and peace join hands. Open our lips, O Lord, and our mouths shall proclaim your praise. So we now come to a time of confession or saying sorry. Holy God, maker of all, have mercy on us. Jesus Christ, servant of the poor, have mercy on us. Holy Spirit, breath of life, have mercy on us. At the centre of our faith is the belief that God's goodness is at the heart of humanity, planted more deeply than all that is wrong. Let us, in a moment of silence, confess our faults and admit our frailty. For the dullness of our vision, Father, forgive. For the weakness of our faith, Jesus, forgive. For the joylessness of our living, Spirit, forgive. Holy Three, have mercy upon us. Forgive us our sins. Help us to seek. Help us to see. Help us to serve you. Listen to the words of Jesus, words that we can trust. Don't be afraid. Your sins are forgiven. I love you. Come and follow me. And now a prayer for God's help. Move among us, O God, give us life. Let your people rejoice in you. Make our hearts clean within us. Renew us in mind and spirit. Give us again the joy of your help. Through your spirit of freedom, sustain us. Amen. And now we have the collect for this Sunday. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, increase in us your gift of faith, that forsaking what lies behind and reaching out to that which is before, may we run the way of your commandments and win the crown of everlasting joy. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. And our gospel reading for today is going to be taken from the Gospel of Luke in chapter 18, beginning to read at verse 1. And we're going to look at the parable of the persistent widow. Then Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they would always pray and not give up. And he said, in a certain town there was a judge who neither feared God nor cared really what people thought. And there was a widow in that town who kept coming to him with a plea. Grant me justice against my adversary, she would say. For some time he refused, but finally he said to himself, even though I don't fear God or care what people think, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will see that she gets justice so that she won't eventually come and attack me. And the Lord said, listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God bring about justice for his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night. Will he keep putting them off? I tell you, he will see that they get justice, and quickly. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. God listens to prayers. If there is one thing that the Bible makes abundantly clear, it is that God listens to prayers. Way back in Egypt, when the people of Israel groaned because of their slavery and cried out to help, the Bible says their cry for rescue from slavery came up to God, and God heard their groaning, and God remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob. God saw the people of Israel, and God knew. That's taken from Exodus chapter 2. God hears their prayers and he acted. God not only listens to our prayers, but also to the prayers of people who may need to be actually protected against you or me. For example, do you recall this story? If you have someone's cloak as payment for a debt, you are instructed by God that you must return it before the cold of the night comes, because that is the only covering. It is his cloak for his body. In what else shall he sleep? And if he cries to me, I will hear, for I am compassionate. So that's God talking through Exodus chapter 22. So whoever has borrowed Bob's cement mixer needs to return it very soon, or I won't get my new patio fixed for next year. God hears all of our prayers, especially when we are being treated unfairly. And God always acts. The Bible says, Jesus even tells us, that the whole parable about the widow who sought out justice, well, she almost made herself a bit like a squeaky wheel. Do you know, as a parent, I was a bit of a squeaky wheel trying to get our daughter the help that she needed with her dyslexia, and it was a hard battle. Maybe you have been there too. Maybe you have a spouse or have had a spouse trying to convince the doctor or the GP or the consultant to keep trying when your loved one was not getting the treatment that they needed. We all have our own stories. And we need to make our requests known again and again and again, never stopping, never accepting the status quo, never listening to the voices of those who say, oh, come on, Leslie, just let it go. Jesus teaches us the opposite. Jesus teaches us that we do not just let go, especially when it comes to prayer. Jesus teaches that even a corrupt and faithless judge, as in our story, finally gives in and listens. How much more will God listen to our pleas when we speak to him? I'm convinced that Jesus would have told a parable about the child who says, Mom, 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 until the mother finally gives up the important thing that she's doing and actually answers the child. Now, if a mum listens to that sort of nerve-scraping requests from their child, how much more will God listen? I'd just like to point out that Jesus is really, truly requesting that you and I be annoyingly persistent in our prayers. It is the one time in life when being annoying seems to be really appreciated. And I think that is where I fall short, probably, in many of my prayers. I think I unconsciously picture my relationship with God as just as an annoying little mosquito in God's ear sometimes. My personal requests, when considering the whole enormity of the concerns of the world that God has to deal with, what I pray for, surely it seems like nothing. And unlike the widow that we have in our story, I tend to just maybe ask once and then give up. Or I forget to ask at all and then are actually surprised when it all works out okay. Maybe God was listening even when I wasn't even asking. One day, a little while back, I find myself in a hospital room with a frail member of my congregation. Why was I called here? I asked myself. What good will any of my prayers do now? But I had travelled all the way to Gloucester and parked and found my way up to the ward and found this particular lady. So I anointed her with oil and I said a prayer. And as I did so, her eyes just suddenly came open and she gasped. And she smiled. It was quite a shock. Do you know, I could have so easily have left without doing anything, just presumed that she wasn't going to feel or experience anything. But you see, the prayer that I prayed wasn't about me, and it wasn't about her family who had asked me to go. It was actually about me interceding between God and this very special woman. One truth that I have learned about praying over and over and over again is that when we pray over and over and over again, that actually instead of losing heart, the prayers that we pray seem to eventually give hope and stop us from losing heart. So the actual praying in itself is changing us. There's something about praying consistently, persistently. It reinforces our trust that God will hear and God will do something. How will God respond to my prayer? Well, I've no idea, really. Will God do what I want? Well, only God knows that. But if I had chosen to leave that room that day with that lady in Gloucester Hospital and not prayed, well, I think it would have embarrassingly revealed that I actually had lost heart, but actually maybe even lost faith. I'd lost the trust that God would hear and would do something. And in a world that seems like it is falling apart and there is nothing that we can do about it, it is easy to lose heart and actually to lose faith. In the Bible, right before Jesus tells this parable about the persistent widow and the judge, he had just talked about the dark days ahead. He had talked about the last things, and I imagine that his disciples were just standing there after hearing this information, looking around at each other, dumbfounded, wondering, well, if that's what's going to happen, what's the point in it at all? This parable, I think, is Jesus's answer to those of us who see the world falling apart, who want it all to be all right again, but who cannot possibly see how that is ever going to happen any time soon. Will not God grant justice to his chosen one who cries to him day and night? Will he delay long in helping them? I tell you, he will quickly grant justice to them. Jesus promises his disciples in Luke 18, verses 7 to 8. We pray persistently because we trust that God hears us and we trust in God. And God can answer yes, or maybe no, or maybe even not yet. God might respond, actually, first you need to go and learn something or do something. Or maybe God might even say, actually, I've got something better in mind. God's answer may not be what we have expected. Even Jesus prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane before his death. He said, Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me. Yet not my will, but yours be done. That's in Luke 22, verse 42. God's answer was, I have something better. You see, resurrection and eternal life for us all is a much better answer than maybe what we even had in mind. When we pray, do not tie yourself to the outcomes that you envisage in your head. Rather, pray so that your prayers tie you to God, so that you do not lose heart. Jesus deeply desires that we don't lose heart. Jesus deeply desires that when the Son of Man comes, he will find trust in his people. It is true, we have a Lord that we can truly trust. We have a Lord that will go to any extent to make things right. We have a God who will die on a cross to make this broken world right again. We have a God who cares deeply about justice and about grace. We have a God to whom we can pray again and again and again, who will listen and who will act. So be persistent in your prayers and do not lose heart. Be as annoying as possible for the sake of justice. And it's okay. Go ahead, because Jesus wants to hear your annoying voice, your scratchy, annoying voice is going to be just like music to the ears of the God who listens to our prayers. Amen. I'm now going to read out the words of the Creed. Please join in if you know them. We believe in God the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named. We believe in God the Son, who lives in our hearts through faith and fills us with his love. We believe in God the Holy Spirit, who strengthens us with power from on high. We believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Now, for our prayers today, I'm going to give you a job, and I'm going to give you some headings and then ask you to actually pray your own prayers on these particular subjects. So you may want to do that. You may want to jot these down even, and maybe do that after the service. Because I'll just give you each of the headings and a moment of quietness and then read the next one. Lord, we give thanks for something good that has happened to us. We pray for someone that we know who is in trouble or danger. We pray for our world. We pray for friendships and family. We pray for something about ourselves. we remember those who we've loved who have died. And let us say the words of the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And our closing prayer. O God, you have set before us a great hope that your kingdom will come on earth and have taught us to pray for its coming. Make us ready to thank you for the signs of its dawning and to pray and work for the perfect day when your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And our final blessing. May the blessing of the God of life be ours. The blessing of the loving Christ be ours. The blessing of the Holy Spirit be ours, to cherish us, to help us, to make us holy. And therefore, let us go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Thanks be to God.